Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Nega's here. I've been saying that name for 13-plus years now. Bob has been hanging out with us that long. He's the founder of Mackinac Kite Company, which is a toy and kite specialty company he operated for a long, long time. I mean, if you can sell kites 12 months out of the year, you know this person knows how to do some business on Main Street. And he founded Whiz Bang Training after he sold his business, and now he's been doing that ever since, helping people like you and me out here on Main Street put our best foot forward. He's a co-author, along with his lovely wife Susan, of the book Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age, and he's forgotten more about retail than most of us will ever know. Bob Nagin, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. You know it's always a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you here. So, Bob, I'm still on my soapbox, which I've been on now for about 9 months or so, when I started realizing that there was going to be a vacuum created on Main Street, when Macy's and Sears and Best Buy and companies like that started vacating, they closed up literally thousands of retail stores across the country and flyover America. When they closed up those stores, Bob, that's an unprecedented event. In the 150 years of American consumerism, that's unprecedented. And so now we have an unprecedented vacuum, a touchy-feely vacuum where people can't go in those stores and touch things anymore. We've got that now. And I'm trying to get small business owners to pay attention to this and say, hey, I'm going to claim that part of that vacuum. I'm going to get my share of that. What do you think?
Well, so I you know, it's commonly called the retail apocalypse. And I think it's, you know, while absolutely what you just talked about is true and real, that Toys R Us just went into Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Yep.
You know, there's lots of dynamics around that. But a couple things to say about that. First of all, National Retail Federation just came out with a report that more physical stores are opening than closing. So
explain that. The
brick and mortar isn't dead, but you know what's happening is chains are closing. You know, the people who didn't do a good job are the ones who are closed.
The ones who were not able to keep up with the evolution of business. The ones who were not able
That's
to.
That's exactly right.
They were long in the tooth on expensive traditional legacy structures and literal physical structures and practical structures, operating structures, and they were short on the stuff people wanted.
That's it. Well, no, that is exactly right. So, you know, and I'm a champion of the independent retailer, and I have never been more bullish on the future of independent retail, because the people, like in our clients, in our community, the people who are out there who are really, you know, focusing on the customer. I have a concept called WWMCW. What would my customer want?
Mm-hmm.
And the people who are focusing on WWMCW, who are operationally tight and customer focused and really, really focused on making sure their team members are highly trained and they know their products and they know how to sell in a customer focused way. Those people are thriving right now. So the people who are doing jobs the right way, the people who are meeting the expectations of their customers, exactly like you said, Jim, they're rushing into that vacuum. The people who are, you know, 30, 40 years old, and have been are doing business the same way they did business when they opened up in the mid 80s or
right.
'90s, those people are suffering horribly.
Well, and that's the thing, is we have to look at what's caused the big companies to go out of business. Why are they leaving? Number one, they had huge buildings and which with associated leases and expenses that they didn't need anymore. They didn't need that size anymore. They tried to cool themselves up a little bit by having a good website and by selling on Amazon and things like that, but it didn't. I don't think it worked very well. And so they were just all upside down with all their approaches to serving customers, and their customers just left them. I mean, this is what I've been talking about relevance, because the customers aren't leaving you. If they leave you, they're not leaving you because you're mad at them. They're mad at you. They're leaving you because you're irrelevant to them anymore.
Yes.
And that's the thing,
you know,
is we've got these Main Street small businesses have got to say what you said. What would my customer want? What is that relevance factor that I got to deliver?
Yes, yes. And, you know, and some people are doing it. A lot of people are getting it. You know, in our Platinum Mastermind group, which is our high-end program, you know, mm-hmm. for, you know, the best of the best independent retailers, we're starting to see more and more young people apply. We're starting to see, you know, there's a new generation of independent retail that's coming in that is going to own the world someday. They're the people who, you know, have the fresh ideas. They grew
right.
up on social media. They understand how it works. And, you know, it's good to see the way that they think because they are the future.
Well, one thing I like to remind people about, and this is my default position on this whole retail apocalypse you're talking about. I call it the barbell effect. Is that we have to remember what Nesbitt said to us almost 40 years ago. He said, the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. And here's what he meant by that. This is my way of saying this. You and I are now, we have always been, and we will always be analog. That means that we're never going to be a fully 100% digital being. We're always going to want to see things. We're always going to want to touch things, smell things, taste things. We're always going to meet people face to face. That's not going to change.
I would be 100%. I was at an event called Chop Talk, which is billed as the future of commerce, you know, and it's all the technology that's happening. And the guy showed a picture. He says, look, it's a picture of the phone, how the phone has evolved in the last 120 years or how many years.
Yeah.
And, you know, went from this giant thing to this terrible thing, you know, to an iPhone. You know, it's got a camera. It's got the whole thing. And he said, here's a picture of what people look like in their yearbook. From
Bob, hold
time.
On to that thought. I got to take a quick.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.